Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my friend, Ellie.
Fuck Hello, you!
And sitting next to me is the co-host, Ronald.
Yeah, I already said fuck you. I'm not saying hi now. So we
I did that purposely.
I know you did. You said
we are on the second issue of the Piper storyline. Check out if you want to listen to our previous covers. Check out our last episode. And then the other episodes of Grim Fairy Tales.
161 through 166.
It's 70 through 75 and 161 through 166.
That's close.
Yeah.
So we open up this one, which is right after we left the other one. Yep. Sean is still smoking some dope. Does he break his fish tank?
So,
because I'm confused right here, because like, there's all this water on the floor.
I don't know.
It was raining when he came in. Okay. So anyways, he turns around and here's the fucking Pied Piper in his...
Actually, it was not raining. He just ripped his whole room apart and no idea where this water came from.
No. In the previous issue, wasn't it raining when he went to the... Because he had wet footprints leading into the
that
library.
That was into the library. But it's been
a day. That's right. Yep, my bad. Maybe there was still water on the floor from his trip to the library.
Gross
day later.
Dude, he's a dirty kid. Look at
him. You're not wrong.
He wears the same clothes every day, just like everybody else.
I just smell the angst.
Yeah, maybe.
Ugh, Anyways, but the Pied Piper's there, and Sean's getting ready to say something. The Pied Piper's like, "Hey, look, just listen, okay?"
Well, it's like, you don't need to tell me what your desire is. I know.
Yeah,
I can hear it in your heart.
Yep. And he's like, "Here, let me. Deal me your word, and I shall sire all your justice, all the justice you subconsciously desire." And then Sean's like, "Okay, we have a deal.
You have my word.
You have my word."
Now, the thing that gets me all the time is the wording of some of these. I'm like, a little too open-ended.
Always important.
Yes.
Wording is always important.
So with games and stuff like that I play, I'm always like, I always look at the wording and it's like, if it's ambiguous, I'm like, you're doing some tricky shit and I know it.
And then you just stab him.
Well, yeah.
So we get to the coach who apparently is still running the 10K with the kids that went to run the 10K the last time. Because they're still running and they're in the woods.
His bulge is still there too.
And the coach is like, Jesus.
I mean, look at it.
Stop staring at his dick, Ellie.
I can't help it.
But look how he's sucking on that whistle too.
Nom nom nom.
They literally did a close up. I almost missed it. the whistle right in his mouth.
Maybe if you weren't staring at his dick. But anyway, so the kids are like, the fat kid's having a hard time keeping up with him. What's his name?
Ah, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he dies right here.
Redhead. Yeah, we see a little black widow on a tree.
Look, we still got to get at least 10 minutes out of this, okay?
So they run by this tree and you see this big-ass fucking black widow spider on it. Like, massive. Like, this thing's probably the size of their head by the looks of it.
So I'm assuming that's just perspective, but yes, you are correct.
No, because look, right there is where they pass the tree.
Oh, yeah, the exact same trees are behind
us. Yeah.
Dear God in hell, that's a huge spider.
Yeah,
right.
And then
it makes sense because Fatty.
Oh yeah.
Runs
spider web.
Yeah, runs through the giant spider webs.
Yeah. And you see the Pied Piper in the background and he's like, "Huh, that's weird. I could have heard." And then the Pied Piper says, "Your last breath."
Dun dun dun.
So he's playing, and as he's playing, these spiders all attack him, which did you notice they changed from black widows to just regular ass looking black spiders?
The first one was black widow, and there's, then literally
I guess there's another one up here.
There's like a single black widow in there, but
Anyway, so
I think
like
it's just the Piper calling all those spiders.
So they wrap this kid up in the webs and they're basically crawling into his mouth and like it's disgusting. And then you see his soul come out of his mouth.
Yep.
Or I guess his last breath.
It's,
and
I mean,
the Pied Piper snorts it through his flute. So Sean's crybaby little bitch on his bed, high as a kite. Piper comes in and he's like, "I've started doing what you asked for." And he's like, "Wait, what did you do?" And he's like, "Don't worry about it. Just justice." And he's like, "I don't understand." "Hey, you don't need to understand. You're going to be happy here in a little bit. As long as you pay up, you'll be fine."
Then he teleports out.
Yeah, he's like a Nightcrawler out.
Yeah, when Melanie and Alberto show up.
And they're like, "Holy shit, it smells like a fucking skunk's asshole in here. What were you doing?" And he's like, nothing.
It's like, what? Where am I?
Ugh. And then they're like, oh my God, you know, you're going to get kicked out of school. And he's like, what does it matter anymore? I hate everything.
Life sucks.
I'm an angsty teenager. Everybody makes fun of me. I got a purple book from a hot lady.
Alvaro's like, this book, Sean, where did you get it? And,
you know, the librarian lady.
Yeah, he basically said, Sean's like, if you had power, real power, like, what would you do? Would you just let the world kind of just run over you, or would you
fight back?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's not how you do that. That's a really bad way of thinking about it, you know? And he's like, you know what the difference is? Is he like, you guys really aren't my friends. If you guys were my friends, you wouldn't have stood around and watched while all these accidents happened, while everybody was picking on me. You guys would have done something to help me out.
Which I'm pretty sure they did. Like,
they and that's what she says.
They were there.
It's like, we always stand up for you. And he's like, well, that's a lot of good. So just give me my book and get out. I hate you guys.
Boo-hoo.
Burning all the bridges he's got now.
Basically, yeah. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I like how he goes back to the cafeteria. He's trying to investigate everything on his own. Goes to the cafeteria, sees the spot where the
camera
pop machine hit the ground, which
that pop machine fucking wrecked the ground.
That had to have been like fucking full and then had like 800 pounds on top of it,
right?
Gets me like, where the soda machine was sitting is where the crunch is, like,
yeah,
the outlet is like
right.
See what happened was he hit it so hard it went up in the air and then fell down.
Oh yeah, that makes
it
sense.
Had to have.
He was like Hadouken.
It had to have, because if it fell on her, what? And I'm not trying to be
she was
malice,
right up against it.
She would have given a little bit of a cushion, so that would not have broken like that.
Oh yeah, that did it.
That was
really
her.
Hard to.
Oh my God, she did a superhero landing. Anyways, so the coach is Sean notices there's a camera there. And the coach is like, you get your ass out of here and rah, 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 go get a haircut and I'm going to search your room for paraphernalia and all these other kinds of jock-related things that I can be an asshole about.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, you know, he's still thinking over his head what he said to his friends. He's a little upset about it, Sean is. And the coach is out at his car or truck, his little SUV-looking thing. It looks like a cheap Jeep.
I mean,
like a generic Jeep.
It's parked so far away from the school,
and it's in the woods. Like, that's so that when he hides the bodies of the teenagers that he takes home to.
Oh God,
I mean,
dude, look at him. He looks like that kind of coach. But anyway, so he's like, I don't know if he hears something or what's going on, but he keeps looking underneath his car for something, and he's like, is somebody there? And then this massive fucking alligator
or crocodile.
No, they're in Florida. It's an alligator.
What's funny is, like, he says they don't call it Alligator Alley for nothing, and then the back of his shirt says Crocs on it.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Irony.
Irony.
But
he's dead now.
It comes out, and, like, they... Well, and, like, there's multiple ones of them, except for this one looks like a dinosaur. they come out and just tear the shit out of him. Like, this one bites his head right off his body.
Well, so he's trying... He hops in his car to try and get away, but the car won't start. Like, I guess you could try and run, but... Wouldn't you just stay in the car?
Yeah,
like,
especially alligators. I don't think they can open doors. I'm not worried about
They don't
about
have
that.
Appendages.
I don't know.
But they probably... The
velociraptors can. And these are, you know, modern dinosaurs.
Fair. I also think that they are being controlled by the Piper. They would just smash through the glass anyway.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
he was going to die regardless.
Yeah, he was going to die one way or another.
They're going to find him. They're going to get him.
Okay.
Anyways.
So then this blonde chick punches Sean in the mouth.
Well...
Okay,
yes,
so
but
well,
he's still investigating.
He's investigating, and he sees that he looks at the pop machine.
You okay over there?
No, I've been really jumpy the past few weeks, and I don't understand why.
Is it because of
the gators? The alligator scared me. I was like, oh no, the frog actually.
But here's my thing, okay? The pop machine is in one whole piece, other than where it got punched.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Even though it fell on her, even though it made a fucking crater in the ground, the plastic front of it only cracked where he punched it.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of punches, yeah, then Cameron or no?
Who cares? I don't know her name is
Sandra, the chick, the blonde chick that's in the beginning of it, punches him in the mouth, and she's like, "The fuck do you think you're doing? Of course it was an accident. You're gonna fight me, Columbine? I'm gonna punch you up to shit." And he's like, "I'm just a little guy. I can't help anything. I don't want to fight you." And she's like, "Well, tough shit." And then she straddles him, which is sexual harassment, and then continues to beat on him. And then Blake takes the tape from him. And he's like, "Hey." And look how fast this fucking tape goes up. I have lit in a VHS on fire and it does not go up this
they
fast.
They don't do that.
Yeah. Earlier on, Sean had asked about the videotape, video surveillance, and the coach is like, fuck you, that's why.
Basically.
Yeah. And Blake, it was an accident. Blake has the tape. And
you're looking for this, aren't you, you motherfucker? And then fucking Sean pulls out some jujitsu and throws the girl off of him.
Yeah, I thought he was about to kick some serious ass, but then nothing happened. I was like, all right.
Well, that's because the music teacher shows up.
Mr. Michelle or whatever his name is.
Mr. Miyagi.
Margaret.
I don't know.
Anyways, but he's like, all right, break this shit up. And he's like, and you, girl, Sandra, go practice you on your girl. French horn. I thought it was like an innuendo, but.
That's but no, like, he, apparently she needed practice. And so, yeah, she goes and.
She starts blowing her horn, and then you see the snake crawl in, and then she sucks the snake down, and...
Yeah, that was gross.
The snake goes through the whole tuba.
Which is impressive.
Very impressive. To then get into her mouth to then kill her.
But she breathes her last breath.
Yeah, like, climbs into her mouth, which is creepy.
Maybe what it did was, you know, rolled around in her esophagus until it was a nice tight pack in there, and then she couldn't breathe.
Yeah, because snakes can kind of ball up.
I don't know.
Or maybe it bit her throat and it swelled.
I can see that. Maybe.
Or maybe it crawled Sean's through her stomach, home. ate through her stomach, and then bit her heart out, and I don't know. She died because a snake crawled in her mouth. Okay? Look, don't suck dick. It'll kill you.
Don't or eat snakes. Yeah.
So, you've got Sean, who's had the shit beat out of him, walking, I don't know where, but he calls 911.
I think he's going home. He's had a day.
He's going back to his dorm room then?
Yeah, dorm. Home, whatever. Mm.
He's calling 911.
This was a little weird. Like, he walks, which I assume is to his dorm, but the door's open. So, he automatically knows where to go? Because he ends up running to Melanie and Sean, or Melanie and Alberto's. I'm assuming it's...
One of their rooms or the other. I'm assuming it's Alberto's, because it looks like there's a woman poster
hold on.
Back.
It's... This is Sean's room. So, okay, this is...
So he sees
it looks like he sees the door open, runs outside, and crawls through the window. Instead of...
Walking through the door.
I don't know. So like, weird. It's weird. Because it's his room, and I say that because I believe... That's a picture of Holly on the door.
You're right. It is his room.
There's
also a picture of Holly in the sink.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. But Melanie
but anyways, yeah,
and Alberto are in his room looking at the book.
And then the Pied Piper shows up and he's like, by the way, your request is through. Wait, friend through me, your request persists.
And then his friends freak the hell out.
Holy shit, that dude just climbed out of your fucking sink.
Yeah, it came out of the water. Like, I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. That's how we end this issue episode.
Yes, both, thanks. Actually.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this grim fairy tale story.